Hey, and welcome back to the virtual classroom. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Kimberly Ring, and I'm your host of the Virtual Classroom Podcast and the YouTube channel. And I'm just sharing my best tips on virtual education. So, a lot of this is based off my observations and my experience because there's not a whole lot of research on virtual teachers in a K through 12 setting. So over the past couple weeks, we've been talking about the word virtual. We decided that, well, I decided, and I'll be honest. V is for vehement, I is for intentional, R is for reflective, and today we're talking about the letter T. And I'll be upfront. We're going to hit on a lot of those previous words today, but I think it's important that this word has its own, that we address it, we see it, but we have talked about it in previous letters. Also, other full disclosure, I'm just a 5-year virtual teacher, but I'm so passionate about virtual education, and I've actually was admitted or accepted, however you want to say it, into my doctorate program. I'll start in July or maybe even earlier if I can get all the paperwork together. So I'm excited to get a lot of my questions answered because, as I said, there's not a whole lot of research for our setting. There is research for online learning at a, like a college setting, but not in ours. And then there's a whole lot of research on teachers in a traditional setting. And then there is some research out there on virtual education, and it's not very good. It says that they're not very effective. But my question is, why? Because virtual education is effective for high or for college. Like, that's very popular. Why is that effective? Why is that okay? But K through 12 isn't? Is there something that we're missing? Is there some sort of component that needs to be added or taken away? Those are the questions I have that I hope to answer. And I have a lot of questions, but I won't list them all right now. But just know that I want to learn, which brings us to our letter T, teachable. It's so important as virtual teachers to be teachable. There is no, I'm too old for this. You might feel that way, but you got to put it aside because we're not reinventing the wheel. The wheel has been made, okay? It's been made 20 years ago. But sometimes I wonder if the terrain is changing and we need to revamp this wheel. And we're constantly doing that. We're revamping the wheel, we're changing it, we're rotating it. We're doing it all. We're trying to figure that wheel out, okay, for the terrain that we're on. And I think it's important that teachers in our field especially stay teachable because you will, and I've talked about this elder or this older teacher before who has years of experience and does the same thing every year. And you know what? Their students are probably fine. They'll probably be fine, okay? Because those teaching strategies are probably still decent, if not good, you know? Like, they're probably fine. They're probably not very innovating, but their kids are at least getting the skills that they need, right? But in our world, in a virtual world, that won't always fly because there's new technology, there's new things always coming out that we need to be able to use. And so for that, we have to remain teachable. Otherwise, you, as the virtual teacher, might actually be left behind and not know how to use these tools that you're expected to know how to use. And then furthermore, as I said, I want to know our best practices in a virtual world. And so I'm hoping to share those as I learn them. So I'll make sure they're peer reviewed and all that fun stuff. So they're a reliable source for you. So I also think it's important to know that, you know, I found an article called Continuous Professional Education for Teachers in University and College Faculty. It was published in 2016. I'll put the citation in the show notes, in the YouTube description, all that, all those fun places, so you can look at it too. But even they said continuous education for teachers is not very great. So a lot of times the professional development that we're given through our schools is very quick. It's not long enough. You get the nuts and bolts of it, and it might be presented by an expert who's not actually a practicing teacher anymore. and they don't know the day-to-day life that you experience. This happens all the time in a virtual world, right? You get a new, and hopefully that changes now as companies are realizing or trying to meet the needs of all these new distant learner teachers, that will change, that they'll kind of understand our world a lot. But I remember going to a professional development. We were learning about a new assessment. We asked her some questions on how we could use it in our world, and she had no idea what we're talking about. And no judgment to her. How could she, right? But that's part of the problem. She didn't know, and therefore couldn't really help us in that manner. Also, they say that virtual education and college level isn't always very effective either because it lacks that face-to-face, and I would agree with that. And then also, they said that, as I mentioned just a minute ago, that it can be too short. You get the nuts and bolts of it, but you don't actually get to practice it, and that's not always effective either. So my advice to you, what I do, is I'm my own best teacher. I try to be super reflective on what I do. I try to be intentional. So if I want to try something, if like I remember seeing something, I go try to look that up, find a YouTube video on it, learn from a teacher who's actually practiced it, and try to put it into my own world, into my virtual classroom. That's my best advice to you. As a K-12 teacher, if you work for a K-12 powered school, K12.com to be just super specific, you have access to the K-12 training, and what you've done, you've been in it, you've been prescribed some professional developments to do, but did you know that there's other things in there other than those prescribed courses? Yeah, go in there and look up some stuff. Back in the day, I don't know if they're still there, I should have looked that up before this, but there used to be like a Oscar awards, and it is spelled weird, like S-O-S-K-12-E-R. It was a whole competition, and it was, there's videos from teachers who won that particular like category, and I learned so much from them. But there's other things out there, and you can just probably just kind of use it like a Google and search for something that you're interested in learning about as far as education. Also, K-12 teachers, same company, you have access to tuition reimbursement. Up to $5,000 a year after your first year here. The commitment, as I mentioned before, is after you get your last payment, you have to stay for 2 years, otherwise they'll expect you to pay it back. Which is fine if it's only like $100 or $1,000, but like my doctorate's gonna cost me about $14,000-$15,000 just for tuition, and I don't wanna pay all that back. So definitely committed to 2 years after I get that last payment. So anywho, that's my best advice to you on if those resources. So as small as just observing yourself, maybe using we use Marzano. So we use that to be evaluated and observed. Use that to reflect on yourself and your teaching. And then something that you're wanting to learn more about, look that up. Look it up in the K-12 or some other database. To learn more about that particular strategy or instructional skill. Or you could go back to school and learn all it is that you want to learn about. So for me, I'm learning about instructional technology, basically online learning. So I'm excited about that. But there's other degrees out there like educational leadership, which is what my master's is in, or curriculum, I forget what the other one, curriculum and design. We create curriculum, so help you with developing your lessons and making sure they're in sequential order, all that fun stuff. So that's my best advice to you. But ultimately, at its smallest level, it's definitely at a mindset. You got to be teachable and willing to learn in this field. Otherwise, like I said, you'll be left behind, and no one wants that. So be your best, be teachable, be intentional and reflective in your learning, so that way you can be the best virtual teacher for your students. Thanks so much for joining me today, and we'll see you next time. Bye!